Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
We are back. It's Friday night, and we have a special guest with me. She owns and operates Twisted Central, and her name is Tammy DuPaul. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell
everybody?
Oh, we're great. Why don't you tell everybody exactly what your thing is doing here?
Okay, well, we're actually 2 weeks away from Twisted Tales Film Festival. It's our first full-fledged film festival that we're doing. It's December 6th, 7th, and 8th in Dallas. And we have, gosh, a lineup of about 18 short films and features. And we have some celebrity guests coming in. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I see you got a bunch of people coming in. I see Camille Keaton from I Spit on Your Grave, Andrew Divoff, who is the Wishmaster. But I met Andrew once, a very nice guy. We had a very intense conversation about this positive biker film he did called Cool Runnings.
Got
a lot of press. Yeah, he's a nice guy. And then, okay, Felicia Rose.
She was in the original Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
She was the main girl in Sleepaway Camp.
Okay, Billy Blair.
Yeah, he's a local celebrity. Actually, he's from Dallas. He was in Machete and Machete Kills.
Okay.
And his newest movie, Devotion, is actually premiering at Twisted Tales Film Festival on Saturday.
Oh, cool. You got Eileen Dietz from The Exorcist. And I don't know what else she's done besides The Exorcist, to be honest with you. I know I see her around. I see her at a lot of conventions, but she seems to be like coasting on that little thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady, though.
Oh yeah, Greg Ingram. I don't know him.
Yeah, he's also a local celebrity. He was in Machete and Sin City, and he's also in Devotion, which is premiering Saturday.
Okay, Alexis. Iacono? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. She's from The Black Dahlia Haunting.
Okay.
It's a new movie that came out directed by Brandon Slagle.
And let me see if I can pronounce this one.
Wazea Crankfield. Yeah,
okay,
he's actually excuse me, he's actually a horror rapper.
Okay.
He does a lot of horror music, rapping and things like that.
And you have Matt Farnsworth and Diane Foster, who, again, I don't know who they are either.
They did. They're the brains behind The Orphan Killer. If you've ever heard of that movie, it's an independent film that they. I think it was from 2010. I believe.
Okay. Yeah. I do remember that one. Yeah. So You're basically showcasing a lot of independent people who otherwise, you know, wouldn't be appearing at conventions.
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, Eileen Dietz, she does a lot of cons, and so does Camille. But they're all people who want to come out and support independent films. And, you know, all of our proceeds are going to charity. To a no-kill animal shelter, so they want to support the independent films, and then also be able to help animals as well.
So. Yeah, you had said that your whole thing is basically a charity function, that everything goes to Paws in the City, a local no-kill animal shelter.
Everything goes to them.
Yeah, which I'm gathering is in Dallas also.
It is. Yeah, it's here in Dallas. We haven't branched outside of Dallas yet. We've done this twice with, we just did like a Texas premiere of, and we just showed one film over the course of a weekend.
Yeah.
But we kind of figured that people probably got tired of watching the same movie twice in one weekend.
Yeah.
So we decided to go, you know, full-on film festival.
Oh, cool. So, you started this in, like, 2011, correct?
Yeah, we did. With our first movie was called All American Zombie Drugs.
Yeah.
And it was, I had flown out to California to see it, and I was like, this is such a great movie, and it needs to be seen. And so, you know, we tried to give them as much support as we could, and then we ended up just bringing them here and doing like a premiere, a Texas premiere. So,
yeah, that's cool. Texas seems to be like a hotbed of indie filmmaking. I know Dallas and Austin. A buddy of mine, Gary Kent, lives in Austin. He's a former stuntman. He's done a bunch of B movies too. So he does a lot with the Alamo Draft House out there too. I think. I think they just had a stuntman reunion. They had him, Bud Cardos, Chuck Bale, and a couple other guys come out and do a whole bunch of things, too.
Oh, really? So, where was that at? Was that here in Texas?
I believe it was in Austin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't hear about that one.
Well, Texas is a pretty big place, so I don't know how close Dallas is to Austin. Don't have a map in front of me.
It's like three and a half, 4 hours, something like that.
That's not bad. No, he was
to go down to Austin for business, so.
Yeah, he was all psyched up about it. He called me up. He goes, you know, this is driving me crazy, but I really want to do it, you know. And then I think they were blowing stuff up in the parking lot, actually, or something. I have to get him back on. I have to get him back on to see what the hell was going on. Because he's a lot of fun
to watch.
Yeah. Well, he's got a book out, too. If you're, you know, basically for American filmmaking, his book's like a who's who. It's Shadows and Light by Gary Kent. If you're looking for something cool to read. Yeah. But I couldn't put the damn thing down. Yeah, he's worked with just about everybody. Neville Brand, Warren Oates, all these guys. So, you know, he's just a cool guy to talk to. Good friend of ours, too. So,
well, that's good. Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's a lot happening down there. So you're going to keep this thing going, I assume, correct?
We are going to do our best, yeah. We're always looking for sponsors. You know, that's the hard part, is getting the sponsors in. But, you know, we as soon as this one is over, we'll start working on the next one. So, you know, we have a whole year to pull in sponsors and things like that. So, you know, we work as hard as we can to get, you know, as many quality films in there as we can. And then, you know, bring good guests in that actually supports indie films and, you know, the charity that we're about and all that, you know. So it's, for us, it's all about being able, we're big animal people, and able to help them.
Yeah, so are me and Todd. Todd has a bunch of animals. I got a rescue dog and two rescue bearded dragons. If I had more room and more money, I'd probably have more, but I don't think they're gonna let me open up a zoo out here, let's put it that way. But
We have too many right now.
Yeah. You see so much crap on the internet with these people being cruel to animals, and it just pisses me off to no end, why these people do that. And I know there's, you know, been things on this. I don't know if you could probably get Craigslist down there, too, with puppy flippers, and people just, you know, adopt dogs and sell them and things. It's just so wrong. And I wholeheartedly support any organization such as yourself that, you know, does the right thing, is trying to, you know, help these animals, because, you know, They can't do it themselves, obviously. They can't talk, and, you know, we have to speak for them. So it's always a good thing.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I've seen some things that were like, even as far as, like, elderly people, it even fits them. It's like, it's a quote. I don't know who it's by, but it says something about, we have to be the voice for the voiceless.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, and it goes, that can include children and elderly people and animals, and I mean, it can be a number of things, but, you know, we've tried to do our best as far as choosing charities that we know where the money is going, you know, if,
right.
if that makes sense. You know,
so, oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
And it's hard, but, you know, I think so far we've managed to pick really good charities, so.
Yeah, the thing about what people don't know about a lot of charities is you only have to give by law a certain percentage of the money you take in to the charity itself, which gives these people basically a license to steal. And I went through that myself after 9/11 when people were, I think it was actually the Red Cross that, you know, the money wasn't going to the people. And I forget what I had donated, but I called them up and I said, you know something? I want the money back. And they're like, why? I says, it ain't going to the people from 9/11. We already know that. So just send me the check back and I'll make sure it gets to the right people. And they did send me the check back because I missed a lot. But, you know, I know there's offices involved. You know, I know there's staff involved with charities that I guess have to be paid and stuff. But, you know, when you're only given 5% of what you take in, that's bullshit to me. It really is. So.
Yeah, and well, also with Paws in the City, they don't have a single paid employee. It's
yeah.
a strictly volunteer thing. You know, they take these animals in and they take care of them and they get them to the vet if they need to. You know, and they feed them and they house them and all that stuff. And it's a really great organization. And some people, there's a difference between profit and proceeds.
Right.
Which we've had a lot of discussion with since we started this. Profit is what you make above what you spend, and proceeds is everything. And so that's what we donate, is 100% of what comes in as far as ticket sales and silent auctions and things like that. Every
yeah.
bit of it is donated. We don't keep anything. So
right, and they have
you know,
a, they have
that
a
makes
website.
People a little more comfortable.
Yeah, and they have a website too. I see pawsinthecity.org.
Pawsinthecity.org. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do you have a website also?
I do. It's twistedtailsfilmfestival.com, and it's T-A-I-L-S, like an animal tail.
Okay.
So we thought it was kind of a cute play on words. We had a hard time choosing that name. But.
And then anybody who wanted any more information could find it right there, if they wanted.
Yeah, every information. Yeah, all the information you need is on the website. And we also have, you know, twistedcentral.com. You know, we have the information on there as well. And we have all the usual stuff, Facebook, Twitter, you know, all that good stuff. As far as, like, linking to social media, I think everything is on the website.
Cool. It's really cool because, you know, so many of these conventions pop up where they tend to be, like, cash grabs from the fans. And some of them masquerade as charities. And there's been stuff all over Facebook, you know, all over the Internet in general about how, you know, I think there was one that basically was supposed to have the Sons of Anarchy, and according to what's been all over Facebook in the last 24 hours, they never had that guy Charlie even booked. He never even signed the contract. So they were lying about,
yeah.
Charlie Human. Human? Whatever his name is, Human. But, yeah, they just got a lot of crap for that, and a lot of these... you know, people just sit on Facebook and delete all the negative comments when they're in the wrong, just try to make themselves look mm-hmm. right. And it's really cool, you know, what you're doing here, because, you know, you have a pretty cool little guest lineup to go with the film festival, which should draw some people in. I mean, you know, one never knows, you know, with the economy, what the turnout is. But, you know, myself, I do Cinema Wasteland and Horror Realm, and I supply the 16mm prints that are shown in, you know, a couple of these places. So, mm-hmm. you know, we all try to do something different and try to, you know, stand out from what we call the big cons, which are basically the same people over and over again, and, you know, nothing except autographs and hardly any vendors. So, you know, we try to
do
something different.
That's what we were trying to do. We, you know, we have a thing here, you know, we have Texas Frightmare every year here.
Right.
And I try to stay away, and I meet a lot of people there just because of Twisted Central. But
yeah.
I try to stay away from pulling their guests in, because I don't want to seem like I'm, like, snatching guests from one con, you know, and bringing
yeah, exactly.
them into mine. So, you know, I remember laying in bed one night and I'm watching The Wishmaster, and I looked up Andrew Divoff's IMDb and kind of took a screenshot of his picture, and sent it to the person that does all of our guest bookings, and I'm like, I want this guy. And yeah, he ended up getting him, which was, you know, it floored me. So I'm excited about everybody coming, but that one was really kind of a, it's one that we never really expected to be able to get. So that was a big snag for us, I think. But yeah, we're crazy excited about this year.
Yeah, he's a major draw. And like I said, hell of a nice guy. Like I said, we had a great conversation. I think it was at Monster Mania when I met him. And I think that was the night I was drinking tangerine-flavored Absolut, which I'll never do again because I was holding down furniture at that point. But it was fun. And Joe
yeah,
Netter
I'm,
walked
I haven't
over.
Met him yet, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool. I think he asked me, he goes, what are you going to do with that? I'm like, I don't know, but I don't think I'm going to drink any more of it. And Joe Netter walked over. He goes, why don't we put it in a bong? And that's what we did. And it was still horrible.
We put it in a bong?
Yeah, we poured it in a bong. Well, you have to know Joe. I think
that's
Joe's
funny.
Calmed down a lot. But yeah. Yeah. Me and Joe are bad to put together. It just doesn't mean we just out of control.
I have some friends like that.
Yeah. There's certain guys, when you mix them up with meat, they're just going to be trouble. Just going to be trouble. That's the bottom line.
I definitely have some friends like that. I try to stay out of as much trouble as possible, especially during this film festival. But
oh, yeah.
Because I have to have my wits about me.
Well, next when you do it next year, you might want to get a hold of Gary Kent for next year if you do it next year because he's local, you know.
Okay.
I can always put you in touch with him.
Yeah, I wrote down his book and his name and stuff, and that way I can check that out.
Yeah, he's a big animal guy too. He loves animals too.
Oh, good. Yeah, and also, you know, we don't. I'll just put it out there now just in case, because we are a horror film festival.
Right.
There's not one of our movies contains any kind of like animal violence or anything like that. You know, we don't, especially with, it was something that the charity requested as well, but normally on a normal basis, we don't accept those films. So, you know, there's nothing, that's somebody's personal view, and that's fine, you know, but we just don't, if it doesn't fit with the film festival, if that makes sense.
I know what you mean. Well, Tammy, it's been great having you on. I appreciate you coming on, and this will be on tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Central Time, I guess 7 o'clock your time, if you want to throw it up on your website or your Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put it on, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. It was great having you on, and hopefully we'll have you back on in the future.
Yeah, I hope so.
Sounds awesome.
And you guys, cool. You guys take care.
You too.
You too. Again, thanks again for coming on, and good luck with the festival.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, that's cool. You know, here you have, instead of, you know, a convention that's basically a cash grab, a convention and a film festival where they're actually doing something yet, you know, for a good cause. So I'm all for that, you know. And again, it's Twisted Central, and it's going to be, let's see. You can purchase the tickets online until November 29th, and you can go to TwistedTalesFilmFestival.com. So that's all cool. And unfortunately, tonight I have another sad passing to report. Wrestler Maurice Mad Dog Vachon passed away last night at age 84 in his sleep. Now, Mad Dog was part of the Vachon wrestling family with his brother, Paul the Butcher Vachon. They had his sister, Vivian Vachon, who unfortunately perished in a car accident years ago. And of course, the late, great Luna Vachon, I believe, was Paul's daughter. And Mad Dog wrestled primarily in the Midwest for the AWA promotion. And, of course, when Vince McMahon expanded, he did come in for a while as Mad Dog Vachon, which basically knocked Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer out of the box. Buzz had come in about the same time, but couldn't use the Mad Dog handle. He became Bulldog Buzz Sawyer, and he lasted about a week, I heard. But Mad Dog was active up until the point where he was actually in some weird accident where he was jogging and hit by a car, and as a result of the accident, he lost a leg. And that ended his in-ring career. But Mad Dog used to appear for the WWE along with the Crusher every time they toured the Midwest, and part of his little deal was he'd be sitting ringside and invariably a wrestler would pull off his fake leg and beat another wrestler over the head with it. And of course, he had no clue this was going to happen. But, you know, he was a character. He was one of the guys in the mold of the Sheik, George the Animal, Steel, Pampero, Frippo, one of the, you know, the true wild men of, and had a great impact on the business, and he will be missed. So, my condolences to the Vachon family, and rest in peace, Maurice Mad Dog Vachon. So, wow, that sort of wraps things up, I guess. We're pretty much close to being out of time, aren't we?
We're pretty close.
Pretty close. Well, I guess, I don't know what we're going to do next Friday, because it's Black Friday, but I'm sure we're going to come up with something a little fucked up for the Black Friday show, and, you know, that's why black people shouldn't be upset. I mean, they have Black Friday, they have Black Ice. What more do you want? There's things named after you. The only other people I know that had ice named after them were Italians, Italian ice. So, sorry, I go off on these weird little tangents, I'm sorry. So, I want to thank Tammy again for coming on, and until next week, stay sick. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on Black Friday. We're out of here.
Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.